Good morning and welcome to the Up and Running Morning Show. I'm Rick, your host. Joining us now live on the telephone is a Parlor Session alumni and our friend Chris Smither. Good morning, Chris.
Morning, Rick. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. It's great to have you on the phone. I love listening to you play music, and having a chat with you is nothing more than a pleasure. And, well, what have you been up to lately, Chris?
Well, I've been fairly busy. Last month I got back from a tour in the UK that was kind of a long time coming. I had a tour booked, and then I got COVID and had to cancel it, so I made up for it. And then I've been doing a bunch of shows, and now I'm sort of trying to take some time off and finish writing a bunch of songs. So I'm hoping to record this fall, but, we'll see how it gets. It's starting to come along a little faster now. So.
Well, let me ask you, Chris, when it comes to writing songs, and I value your songwriting, I think you're super talented, does it all come to you at once, or does it come in parts where you got, like, let's say, a verse and a chorus and you put it down, or do you keep plowing through and get the whole song done?
Oh, if I get a verse and a chorus, I'm on my way home. I don't put it down at that point.
Gotcha.
It's like because the music gets done first. That's actually for me is the easy part. It's the lyrics that really are problematic and takes me a while. It's funny. I mean, everybody works different, but for me, it's music first and then.
So does the chord structure comes to you, and then the melody, and then you work out the lyrics?
Yeah, that's about right.
Ah, well, that's cool. And it's great to get into the creative process of your songwriting. And so you have a new batch that you're working on currently.
Right, yeah.
Well, that's great. And we're looking forward to some new music. You're going to be performing this September, and we're excited about this, at the Meadowlark Fest, which is happening on September 8th through the 10th. You're playing on the Sunday, the 10th. And it's going to be a great event. It's helping out local farmers, and it's going to be a wonderful weekend of music. And are you going to be breaking out any of the new stuff, do you think, or...
Oh,
it's
I
not
think
ready.
So, yeah.
You will.
There's a couple of them that I'm already playing, so I'm sure there'll be a couple more by September. There better be.
So I, as a fan, enjoy when you do cover songs. And you pick some really interesting ones. How did they come to you?
It's interesting that you ask that. I mean, there are some that just hit me, and I just, there's songs, they tend to be songs that I've listened to over and over again. And I'll be sitting around one day and I'll say, now, how did that go? And I'll start to fiddle around with it a little bit and say, oh yeah, that's how it goes, And then I go back and I listen to the original and realize I've changed it. I'll be pretty sure that I've got it, just the way I remembered it. But that's what makes it interesting, I mean, there's hardly any point in doing, and in doing a cover if you're not going to bring something new to it. And what I've discovered is that the thing that hits me, I'll be listening to a song, I'll listen to it over and over, and the thing that hits me is not necessarily what hit the songwriter himself or the first person that did it, as the salient thing, So basically, I find that I'm looking at the song from a different angle, So that makes it makes for an interesting arrangement because it doesn't in fact sound like the original, People get their heads turned around a little bit and say, oh, well, that's interesting,
Well, right before the old pandemic, you graced us with an amazing parlor session, and before the event, I got to kind of hang with you a little bit. And, you know, I'd walk through the area where you were just getting things prepared for the live broadcast. And you'd be sitting and playing just like I'd have to walk by and then I'd go, huh. It's a Beatles tune, and then just keep on going through. But it was always interesting, and every time I passed by, as you were warming up, you were playing something that I assumed was very familiar and will warm you up, as opposed to something challenging and hard.
I'm missing the question here. Are you asking me, do I play easy ones or do I play hard ones to warm up? Is that the question?
Well, when you're warming up, you don't, do you challenge yourself or do you just play songs that are comfortable to warm up?
Oh, you know, that's a good question. I tend to play ones that are going to stretch me out a little bit. Hmm. Warming up is something that has only really become absolutely necessary in the last 10 years or so. The stiffer I get, you know, and so what you really want is something that's going to stretch you both in terms of tempo and in terms of actual physical reach. Mm. You know, you want something that's going to get the all the fingers going as hard as you can, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's several ways to do that. I mean, just playing scales will do it, mm. You know. I've probably got three or four tunes that I think of as sort of go-to things for just, you know, here's the jumping jacks tune, yeah. Here's the push-ups tune, here's the...
Yeah, so by the time you're done with that routine, you're ready to go.
Yeah, that's right.
So you're going to be at the Metal Arc Fest, and you are performing Sunday the 10th, and the lineup runs from 1 o'clock till 8 o'clock, so that's coming up in the not-so-far future. What else you got in store?
Well, not a whole lot. As I said, I'm sort of trying to stay home and work on these tunes, but you know, there's a few things coming up. You know, before September, I'd have to look at where is that?
I can't tell you offhand, but it's
a Midwest tour. I know there's a Midwest tour coming up.
But what we do like to know about the Not So Far Our Future is that you are going to be working on these new songs, and we look forward to new songs from Chris Smither. And well, it's always a pleasure to chat with you, and anything you got that you can tell the folks about the Meadowlark Fest that you have in store for them?
Well, it should be fun. You know, I like festivals that it's a nice opportunity to see other people that I don't often get a chance to see too. Mm. It's a pretty solitary business, you know.
Yeah.
Except that festivals are one of the exceptions. You know, you get to hang out. Sometimes you see old friends that you haven't seen for a while, and you often, you know, will hear people that you've never heard before. So it's nice.
Well, nothing but the best to you, Chris. And I'm glad that things are looking good for new music in the future. And keep up the good work. And hopefully you can come and visit us again sometime soon.
Oh, we'll do it.
All right. Chris Smither, all the best to you. Knock 'em dead everywhere you go. And we'll look forward to chatting with you in the future. I'm Rick. It's the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. All the best to you, Chris.
Thank you, Rick. Talk to you soon.
All right. We'll be back with more music right after this. 98.1 KZE.